Okay, we are continuing our reading of the Sefer, which is called Kitvuni Ledorot, written by Rav Yaakov Hiller. And therefore, we are now on page Chav Zayin, Baruch Hashem, Chav Zayin. And as it follows. Kitvei Medura Batra. So far we've been speaking about the Medura Kama. Here's Kitvu. We're going to write. Speak about now the Kitvei Medura Batra. There, Kitvot Marcho, Medura Achronot, Besibat Ginizatam, and the reason why he hid them. Acher Siyum, after the Siyum, Marcho Zatzal, לכתוב ולסדה כל ההקב תורת רבו הרי זל כאשר קיבלה מפיו. After that he had written, after he went over for the past 20-25 years over the writings of the Riza. Now that's called proper Chazar. Huh? Again, he's only learned a year and 10 months and he did 25 years nearly of Chazar. That's quite impressive. That just to show how much information, how deep it was. B'shmona sha'arim b'sefer etzchayim kena v'chozra l'talmudo v'chazav shuv l'chtov medua nosefes v'chlal torat rabo ari. And he wrote addition after addition. Ulam, k'tavim shneyim, the second, which is a more mehud, like addition, elu shina k'tzat zarko shenaheg ba b'k'tavot arishonot. He changed his way of writing, interesting enough, from his first medua to second medua. והוא שכתב דרושים בהחבת ובהערת לשון קצת. He changed his style of the drushim בהחבת, in the clarity of it, and he shortened his words. ובהוספת ביאור ונימוקו תם, and rather gave more explanation. ולהבליע בהערות Bihirot, the clarity of it, elu ben hashitim u ben hatevot, which a lot of it was left between the lines. Achem rov ki kol meelu abihirot nosefes leima gam ken bidivre rabo ari shomram b'makom acher b'midrash acher ki adua bidivre haTorah aniyim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher. So a lot of it was sort of hidden, seems to be, between the lines, and therefore what was happening in this particular case that you had to read a lot into the lines, and the Havana was spread over a large amount of information. So that's the phrase that we always say, that wherever you are poor here, you find the richness someplace else. Wherever you're rich here, the poorness is someplace else. B'divrei Torah aniyim b'mokom echad v'ashirim b'mokom acher. That's to say that in order to really understand the Ketav, then you have to really know everything. Kefi ahergish Rav Chaim Vital, Zal be'et kitivato medurot chadashot shelo. As the Rav Chaim Vital hints in his writings, in his Hakdama, שאיזה מושג או מונח נתברוך ללב פרטיו וטעמיו במקום אחר, היה כולל אותם הביאורים גם במקום שהתקתק הדרושי המקורי מפי רבו זל לא נתברו הדברים בשלמות. Everything weren't explained fully. כך החיבם הביאורם. ולפעמים גם הבליע גם בשיטים של הדרושים החדשים הבנות משלו. And as well, in this particular edition, he also included his own explanation, that means his own Havana, meaning sometimes he would say, Amar Chaim, because of this, I understand this and this. So he would add in his Svarot. ומשבן הוא, שהבין הוא בכוונות רבו, כדבריו היסתומים. ולפעמים אפילו יותר מזה שדברים נתקשה בהם מדורקמם והקשה עליהם בהגעתוב שבגיליון פלפול בהם וניסה וליישב. And not only that, a lot of things that he left over in the first מדור as צרחיון, some things he forgot or some things that he found as contradictory to other things as he went over them. And this new מדור, what he would do, he would try to answer them up. כתבים השניים, האלו היו הכותב העניין כפי שאלת בהסכמתו. and he'll come out with haskamot, with sikumim, with summaries, and psakim. Ve'orer drush al da'ato v'shitat avanato bli le'agish v'stira l'shol kashkushyam. So that's another difference we find between the first writings and the first edition and the second edition, that in the first edition of the Etz Chaim was a lot of pilpulim questions and tzalchiyun. This time, what he would often just give an answer without even bringing the question. באופן שסגנון הדרוש המחודש היה על בסיס וסמך המוסמכים המוסכם בדעתו של המערכו ביישוב והבנת עניינה. So this is more of a, the second is more of a summary, more of a מסקנה of the first edition. והנה, מלבד כל זה הוא באופן שכתירתו ועריכתו בפעם השנייה את תורתו רבו עוד יש בין בתחי כתבי המודרו הבאתך דרושים שלמים, סוגיות, נושאים שאינם אלא בסיכומים שכתבנו בריש לספר מאחור לזה עצמו. דוגמה לזה הוא רבו ככולו, רובו ככולו של שער פנימיות וחיצוניות וששער מם שכל מאיים בו יראה בעיניו ובליבו יבין שמעולם לא מסר הרי זל דרוש הסגנון זה בתלמידיו. It seems to be one of the drushim, again, one of the differences between the first writing and the second writing. The first writing was exclusively what he heard from Ari. Second one is, it seemed to be that Chaim Tal himself introduced quite a bit of his own information. Like, for example, in Shah Mem, in Shah Pnimi and Chitzonot, it seemed to be that that was the writings of the Rav Chaim himself, as opposed to him writing over what he heard from the Ariza. Ela Rav Chaim Vital hu amelaket ha'drushim shonim. He collected from the other drushim v'chalukim shekibel merabo kol sugei nosim klalim v'yidiot v'inyan misyam omer kazam lemakom echad, and he collected all this Rav Chaim Vital u'mashveh mishmuot kelulim ze leze. The people by him, and then he would put it all in something was called the Shalmem, explain it, and bring all these ideas from different places, and mefalfel ve'och otam al pi ha'rayot ve'ochachot ve'achriyot shemivi mikol klal v'drushim shekibel marabo. He bring proofs to it, his theories that he was developing over there. לקראת מסקנות מסוימות וכנראה בכל השאר הנעל שם ודומים לא וכדומם. And therefore, that's another example of a change in style, that instead of only writing exclusively what he heard directly concerning that particular subject, he himself would bring in mechadesh new subjects according to, based on what he heard collectively from the Ariza. All the archive as well, he expanded all the nafshom Rav Chaim Vital me'al or me'ever lid'asiku ba'arichat kol ma shekiblu mipirabo. Kava be'atzmo lefaresh divrei ha'zohar, pirush mechudash, medato ha'chava, lo'o hakdamot v'yesodot shekibel mipirabo, v'kasher nechtav la'alam b'pachat ha'dvarim. As well, he would also bring things which he never heard from Rav Chaim Vital, from the Ariza. And based on all of his knowledge and his teachings, he would there go on to new subjects, new parts of the Zohar, which he did not get a direct pshat from the Ariza, and explain it. הרי לנו הכל פנים בכתב הנור בתרא של המחור זל לא הסתפק היות ספרה רבה להורייתא המעולה את תורתו רבו על כתב וסידורו ואורחו עניינים עניינים. The way he puts it down over here, Rav Yaakov Hillel, is that when you're learning an author's svarim, you see a style. You see a definite style, the way he's writing. There are often mentions of him saying, this is what I heard directly from the Arizal. You can tell. And then when he's going on off on a tangent and explaining things, and you see that the style's changed, that's an indication
So we have an authentic tradition that we know it's not from the Arizal.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, what you're saying is that non-authentic is actually very authentic, is because it's coming from a direct Talmud, which the Arizal put his hands on and give him smicha to say, you're the only one can write, and the only reason why I came on the world is to just teach you. That implies that he should go and then teach others. So he had the full the full bracha of his Rebbe to go and do this. So for us, I don't think there's any practical nafkamina whether he heard it directly from Arizal or whether he himself is coming out. He's in a gadol ador for his own, on his own sake. So
I didn't mean it like that at all.
Yeah, you just want to know. I understand what you're saying. What you want to know, you know, practically, what comes directly from the mouth of the Riza, as opposed to something that Rav Chaim Vital himself was mechadish. Yeah, I understand. Okay, and therefore he says as follows: "Bekemalach beketiva the rishon nitzar et Chaim el me'ata hafach gam pirsham." חדשם ויצרם בתורת תורת סוד אפי מה שקיבל מרבו להבין אורות להחליט כוונת דברים ולהשירם ולהחיבם על פי הנאמר בערובה למקומות אחרים מקבלתו וכיוון יציאת דעתו ושכלו הוא ככל ענת okay, so therefore what he expanded on these ideas Baruch Hashem of the Ariza and took it to other categories, other subjects in order to give us more understanding of other places in the Torah. V'lemaseh, ein bekach shum chisaron klal chalila. And therefore we cannot say chas v'shalom there's any difference really for us practically to say this is better than that. D'magar chalko shel Rav Chaim Vital zal yom mefaresh divrei rabo b'kol amon habaim achrav dor dov dor shav שפירשו חידשו סביב לכתבי אריזל ועד רב אין גדול בכל בית רבו there's nobody greater in the house of the אריזל כמוהו הנאמן he's an authentic וחכם לפרש דיבר רבו זל על הנכון ממתה של תורה לולש יעוד שיעוד מסירה לדורת המוטל al shikhmo, and his job was to continue the tradition of the Kabbalah. Remember, it was only up to him. I mean, either he could have been makhish and kept all the Kabbalah for himself, and therefore we wouldn't be here, or rather he took it on himself to continue. That was his sort of he was the Moshe Rabbeinu of his generation, to transmit this great Kabbalah to the world. ולכן חש בדבר וכאשר נברר נברר בהם שר בזאת השם. Yeah, okay. We'll go for, just finish off here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's finish off a few more lines. והנה, כיוון שחשש מערכו זן, בכתפי המורדור הבטחה שלו ever על הצוות רבו, he did more than what his Rebbe was taught him, שינה את יעודו, והנה כנראה ליבו נוקפו בדבר, עד שברוב יד שמיים שבו החליט נגנוז כתבים אלו בנגניזה. Okay, interesting enough. So, again, we know that this מדור הבטחה was put into גניזה, was hidden, was dug into the ground, and forgotten about. Now the question is why? If this is a better edition of the Etz Chaim, a better understanding, an added and more expanded edition, why in the world will Rav Chaim Vital hide it? So says Rav Yaakov Hillel, it must be because since Agufa, since he felt maybe that he added too much to it, maybe changed the words of the Rizal, maybe he wasn't worthy, he felt that he wasn't worthy to do what he had done, and therefore did not exactly word for word put down what he heard, therefore for that reason that's why he hid them. He felt it wasn't worthy of being said because he had put his two cents into it. But rather the original edition he gave to his son. הרב שמור ויטל זר, רק ספרו עץ חיים, but only the עץ חיים, כשאמור היא כתיבה הראשונה המושלמת שלו, בהקה בסדר מדויק ללשון, but rather the מודורה קמה was left with his son, which was the מדויק, exactly what he heard from דיברי, from the mouth of הריזל, as he heard, he put it down on paper. דבורים כבייתם ממש, ללא שום תוספת שלח לו. So the first edition is purely הריזל. וכאשר כל דברי עצמו שאלותיו וערותיו ישבו חידושיו כתובים בהגתו בגיליון בלי שום כניסה אל נוסח נוסח לפנים. So therefore it's a pure shear that he heard, he registered it and wrote it down as he heard without any mixtures of his interjections or what not. שום בתורת רבו בלבד ואין למאה פביר יש בהקדמתו בספר דרץ חיים שכתב אותם אחרי גניזת ספרי מרדור כמה. And Rav Meir Papir writes a different reason why he hid them. Hid the Medura Batra. And that is, Zil Lashono. Velorov Amko Gonzo. He wants to say because it was so deep and so... And he felt the generation wasn't worthy and would not, would probably misunderstand his writing. Therefore, that's why he hid it. Okay. So we have two different reasons. Ve'ani b'mkomi ya'amod, but I still feel, says Rav Yaakov, my reason is the correct reason. Ve'tami nimuki imi. ואפשר שגם טעם זהו בכלל שמרוב שפירש וגילה ביד רחבה כתבים אלו מעל בעבר למה שהורשה לכן גם זם, because he added more than he felt he had the right to, that's why he hid them. ולעולם זה וזה גום, really the truth is it's probably both answers together, that he felt it was too deep and maybe too much. Okay, so we'll stop it here for now and we'll speak next time for sure.